Welcome to Flip Your Friday. I'm your host, Wynn Silverman. This is my co-host, Casey LeBlanc. Really excited to be able to relaunch this brand. We're talking about a relaunch. We want to dig in just a little bit about why and what we're going to do. And the first thing I'd like to start with is let's remind the audience really why we're here. Let's talk a little bit about origin. I just want to knock some points out. You know, nobody really wants to hear about us. It's the guests that we have on. But if you wouldn't mind, what your perspective on the origin of what we're doing and the purpose, why we're here.
Today we're just trying to kind of circle back is that we took a little bit of a hiatus. We're relaunching for this year with some different objectives collectively between the two of us. I think Flip Your Friday, or what was originally Fuck You Friday, started around bringing in people that have done something extraordinary in their lives. And we just kind of pick at them to kind of find out what those layers are, what the threads of success looks like, and what some of the cool things that they've done, but less about what they've done and more of like diving really into stuff. And so when we look back over the last couple of years and in doing a lot of these interviews, it's like, all right, we've done some stuff, we've done some good, some bad, but what are we going to be doing differently to make it worth everyone's time? If you're listening, or even for us, if we're going to invest time into this, why are we investing time around some of that? So I mean, I think today is really just kind of getting back, making a reintroduction, and then discussing, here's what we've learned over the last couple of years, and here's what we want to do to better the product.
Well, and I'd love to give some hardcore examples of what we're talking about, which I felt benefited our audience when we were best. Jay Valentine, right? Very successful artist. One of the coolest questions I think that you asked him was, I'm not a creator. I don't write songs. How the hell do you begin? And his response was, it starts with imagination. I thought that was really cool perspective for anybody who's interested in that type of area, whether they're a musician, whether they're an artist, for them to hear something like that, I thought that was valuable. You know, I thought that was a way to contribute. Those are the type of things that I want to glean from, get in and get out of these guests that we have. Things that can help people kind of move forward and some cool stuff.
So what I would like to do today, I think is really important, is talk about, all right, we've done some things in the past, but what are we going to be doing moving forward? Yeah. What can people, if they do tune in, and hopefully they do, if they do subscribe, which hopefully they do, what are they going to see that's going to be different? Like, why would someone tune in moving forward?
Sure. You know, I think part of that, our ability to do something like that is going to come down to scheduling a little bit. I think that we both realize.
So you think actually someone's going to tune in because of scheduling?
No. Well, let me clarify myself. Okay. Scheduling good people. Scheduling people. Yeah. And I'm not saying we've never had anybody bad, but what I'm saying is the type of personality, the type of person that I want to interview for our audience is going to be someone who's got a hell of a schedule, who's going to have to take a look and see when they can actually do this. And in order to do that, I think the cadence and the number of people and guests that we have, we shouldn't put too much pressure on ourselves. You know, I think if we do...
That actually goes totally against Fuck You Friday.
A little bit. But
the main point is like, it's difficult to justify the amount of time that it takes with scheduling three people. Let me wrap this up for you. Like I always have to do like, God, the shoulders are getting like, that's just the burden of carrying this conversation.
Thank you so much for carrying me.
No, but it's not necessarily, it's the hard work. It's that we are volunteers here, and then scheduling three people that have busy schedules, it's especially difficult. A guest that if they've done anything, you know, worthwhile on being on the show, they're going to be busy, right? And same with us. And these are non-sponsored shows. So we are doing this for a couple of other reasons than it's not monetary. We're not getting money for it. So it's like, how do you sync all of that up, right? Yeah. And so part of the show is looking at what's your time, what's the value that you're getting, and does it pencil from a time value perspective, right? And so doing two shows became cumbersome for many different reasons. And then the quality kind of lapses because to do high quality production with high quality guests and do all the research and do all the things that go into a podcast, if you want it to be successful, it's a lot. And with many full-time jobs, you know, again, I think it's just, we can commit to one where it's good quality product and also where we're getting something out of it. We can give our full 100% to it.
In other words, scheduling, which is what I actually said before, but that's okay. We agree to disagree, but then agree. That's why we're friends.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. What's the next point you want to hit or topic?
Well, I think for me, when I look at doing a podcast, I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to be putting in and what am I going to be getting out? And there's a couple of things that I want to get out of doing a podcast. One, sitting down and interviewing or asking questions or having dialogue with people that have done stuff. Okay, cool. But one of the things that I really struggle with is active listening. And so when I say active listening, it's like, I want to ask questions that are meaningful to get something out of whoever the guest is, but then listen to what they're actually saying. Like, there's so often where I know for me, I ask a question and I'm like, in my head, I'm all right, thinking of, okay, what am I doing after this? Or where am I going? Or I've got to go pick up this. Like, my brain has got a million things going on. But when you're in a podcast, you're really got to focus. You've really got to be active listening. You've really got to be doing follow-up questions. So asking better questions, actively listening, like learning, but also not being afraid to kind of mix it up a little bit. So for me too, it's like, I don't want to just be sitting here and not participating. I want it to be an hour roundabout where we're like chopping it up, trying to figure things out, trying to like flip things on its head,
yeah,
and really understand people, but also not be afraid to also tell from my perspective what I think as well.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. I absolutely agree with you with the concept of active listening. I actually see active listening, I define it a little differently, and the only nuance I would suggest, I totally agree with you. The only nuance for me that helps me with active listening is I often want to make absolutely sure that I'm communicating effectively with whatever person I'm talking to. So oftentimes, if someone asks me a question or vice versa, I want to actually repeat and make sure I've heard them accurately of what they've said. I almost repeat what they've said to make sure that I understand it. So I ask you a question, you give me an answer. Sometimes I find myself needing to repeat that answer to make sure that I've effectively communicated with you of what you're telling me. And I think it's a very important skill.
Okay, well, that's fine. So give me some ideas on what you're looking to do, not necessarily what your definition of active listening is. But what are some of the things that you want to do in this podcast moving forward that are going to be different than what we've done in the past?
I want to show an ability of our breadth of Rolodex, for example, my breadth of Rolodex. I think inviting the type of guests that I like to have on here, I think that helps me grow business in my own business that I do.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a very special thing for me able to deliver that. I think that will help me. That might be a personal thing. You know, it might be something that's not necessarily an alignment of interest for you and me, but it does help me.
No, I totally agree. And there are many, many successful people that would say their net worth and their network align, right? And so being around successful people is a learning experience, but it's also good for the development of future relationships. So I do like being around successful people. Like anytime you're in the room or rubbing shoulders with, yeah, is it rubbing elbows? I don't know. Rubbing elbows with people that have done stuff, that continue to do stuff, that continue to press the envelope, I think is really important. And it's one of the things that I think with you and I, we've laughed about, right? It's like, yeah, your Rolodex is really impressive.
Yeah.
How can we use some of that to develop the relationships, to develop, you know, new relationships? And I think you do a really good job of that. It's one of the things I think in the future episodes, we want to continue to dissect, because I think it's one of the things we've never really talked about on this show, we've kind of always just kind of agreed with each other. Yeah, I like that or don't like that. But I think a little discourse between how you and I think is something that we need to do more of, and not from the standpoint of just making jokes, but to have intellectual conversation with each other on how we view certain topics or certain ways in which to do
approach,
things.
Topics and approach.
Very, very, very true. I think that's a healthy way to have dialogue, to where if you can articulate it and you really believe in something, then you should have a way of thinking about it that can be, you know, discussed and communicated where people then can make their own decision on what they want to do. So I think it's an area for us this year we should think about differently.
Absolutely. Just communication in general.
Yeah.
I think it's really effective.
What are some other things just real quick on the show? I think for me, just to give you a second to answer that, it's a way for me to, you know, sit down and do content, almost like batch content. Mm. So where you're sitting down and you're asking questions, but you're also talking. So there's certain things that come up in conversation when you're recording that you can repurpose. And so it's an effective use of time from that perspective, or at least that's what my content person tells me. So,
well, I was going to ask you, I know you as a dollars and cents guy, you're a numbers guy. I mean, we joke around about that often. Has your perspective on the value of social and content changed a little bit in terms of defining it as valuable? Cause it's not necessarily a dollars and cents thing. And you're usually a bottom line guy.
Yeah. Well, I think for a long time it was like, you want to see an immediate return. I'm a very, like, yeah. I just you're, grew you're up
ROI
with
all the way.
What is the ROI? Yeah. And you have to do a lot with it to maybe get results that you're looking for. And a lot of people look for vanity metrics, meaning how many followers or, you know, this and that. So
social currency.
And that's kind of like where I was like, well, is that going to be important or not important? So how do I think about that? I think it's fluid. I think I'm still kind of thinking about it and what I'm putting into it is from a time perspective and then what I'm getting out. I always want to be looking at everything that I'm doing on ROI or experience or just what, you know, something mentally that's going to make me think about all of the things I'm doing with my time. Mm-hmm. Like as I've gotten older, time and what I'm doing with my time is going to be certainly important. Yeah. Social is no different, but getting back to the podcast, I think in a situation like this where we're recording, we're with somebody who we're talking to, we're asking questions with, through that dialogue and communication, I'm also trying to come up with things that I'm talking about in the conversation. We can recut those up and repurpose that. And I think that for me, that's a good use of quality content time.
Let me give you one more thing, because you've asked me, you know, repeatedly. So I need to address this because I need to communicate with you. You've asked me, you know, give me some more things you want to glean or get out of this podcast, right? You know, and I've thought about that. I don't know how many times you've rewatched some of our interviews with the guys. I tend to watch a couple times, but the one thing that I really want to try to do more effectively is, you know, there's been some gems out there. Of wisdom of how people approach life, and I need to learn to like apply that a little more in my life. It's because we hear about it, it's a gem, and then it's like it goes away. I wanna try to effectively practice what I've learned, so to speak, if that makes sense. And I think that we're gonna have some really really cool conversations. I think there's gonna be a lot of kernels of wisdom that the audience hopefully will gather. But I need to learn how to better apply what I learned too.
Well, so that kind of brings us to our one of our last topics. And we've talked about this off air is that our philosophy in quote unquote fuck you Friday or flip your Friday is inherently different. It's unique in both perspectives, which is I kind of lean in to the discipline. Right. I lean into like getting up early, to the discipline of working out, to the discipline of working on Fridays too. And you're somewhat of the opposite. So it's an interesting, like, we have not had those conversations with guests differently. We've kind of stayed down a path of asking questions that align more with maybe what the guest is looking for versus what we actually believe is how we want to be successful. So will you talk a little bit of how you look at the flip your Friday in particular and how you're going to be maybe looking at questions differently or the guest differently?
I think what I'm going to do actually is I'm going to lean into my personality type and how I move. I think it's a little different than how you move. I think, and this is not a knock on you, I think you're regimented. I think you're structured. I think you always think through. You almost have a concept of what you want to do before you get on the show. I tend to do my research, but I look for opportunities to jump in and be agile and throw something completely that hasn't been really considered and certainly I hadn't thought of prior to the show.
Yeah.
I want to lean on that because
lean on that. We have different personalities. One of the things when I do look back on previous shows is the most poignant conversations that I've received, meaning I've listened and then it's really kind of hit home and been in action or actionable after post show, is where we've had certain topics that we really want to dive into in a specific way. Meaning this is part of the back and forth, the dialogue, right? You've always wanted to be like, oh, let's just sit down and have a conversation. I'm like, yes,
but need to hit these points.
Yes, but so this is like, this part of what the show is going to be this coming up year is where we're going to mix and match the discipline of having specific topics because everything I do, I want to have a plan around
the art of like conversation,
an idea or strategy.
Art of conversation.
I don't just half-ass anything and I don't just kind of wing it.
See how he defines it as half-ass? The art is half-assed to him. He doesn't quite understand that,
but there's
a gift to art.
Yeah. Just like your math, it's very creative. Right. So, yeah, I guess there's a couple of different ways to look at anything. So I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Okay. So we talked about what we want to do differently. Yeah. What are some of the things you can tell anyone listening to this that they can expect and that you're going to make sure is driven home as part of the, because now we're going to do 11 episodes starting in February. Mm-hmm. That's only 11 hours of content that we're going to drive, or, you know, maybe 11 plus. But what are some of the things that you want to deliver to someone listening to this?
A little more entertainment. And what I mean by that you know, it doesn't necessarily, I may try to push the envelope on the office setting, for example. There may be a thing out there where I see an opportunity to go, case, there's something cool that we can do kind of outside the office. I know it's a little different, but it's going to be a little more entertaining for the guests. I'd like to try that.
I love that. So let me give you, as soon as you said that, I started to think, I am so regimented. I am so kind of thoughtful on, okay, we do this and this is going to happen, then this is going to happen. One of the things that I have to do, that I have to think about, is keep creative around me. Because it's not that I don't like being creative or like doing fun or more entertaining. I love all of that stuff. But my brain isn't wired that way. So if you and I could do a better job of leaning into what we're good at, but also staying open and curious about the other side, then I think we're gonna have something that could be special. So I think that's a great way to kind of end this. I think it's a good conversation. Look, from if you're listening to this or still listening to this, God bless you. But I think with, at least for me, as I think about this podcast, it's like, all right, if we're gonna go back in, I don't wanna do what we've already done. I think it was okay. Like if I'm grading myself, I would say C.
You're always getting
so better. I want to take what we've done and use it to springboard into something better, just like anything that I want to put sink my teeth into. So very excited to kind of see where the show goes, bring on really incredible guests, continue to evolve and develop, maybe even get a sponsor or two, because at the end of the day, I mean, what the fuck, if we're going to spend the time, might as well get paid for it. If you're out there and you want to, and you want to sponsor, like, holler.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you very much. Excited to start.
Awesome.
Okay.
See ya.
All right. That's it.